104.5 The Zone, the wake-up zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. We're happy to have you with us. 9:18 the time coming up. Bottom of the hour, Gavar. Guy Steve Merrill with us. And also later in the hour, return visit by Phil on the Hill. Yeah, we had the Clarksville. Austin Peay head football coach Mark Husbeth is on the line. They play TSU tomorrow here in the Music City. Mark, what's going on this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. Getting ready for a really good football team and a great venue tomorrow. At Nissan Stadium, excited about being in Nashville.
Now, I saw some video of you throwing the ball in practice. It looked like that arm still has some life left in it, you know?
Hey, you know what? I might be available if the Titans need me as a backup. All the old Sundays is my only day I could make it. So.
All right, be careful what you wish for. You guys have had a great start to conference play, 2-0 with wins over both the preseason favorites, including 28-24 against Southeast Missouri last week. People look at the two touchdowns that Ahmad Tanner scored in the fourth quarter, but how much of it was your defense, you know, making a big stop when you really needed it?
Well, not only did they give up only 3 points in the first half, they came up with that big stop on fourth and one, which gave the ball back to the offense. And they offered a great job of the four-minute offense and ran out the last 4.5 minutes of the clock without giving the ball back to them. So it was a team effort for sure.
You lose Jeremiah Oatfall early in the season. How nice was it to have an experienced guy like Javon Craig to come in and not lose a beat there and really play well?
Well, you know, hated losing J.O., you know, the Brentwood star there from Nashville that really, really was off to a great start. But Javon Craig really, he played a lot in 17, prepared really hard, and he got his opportunity. And that's the thing you try to get most of these kids to understand is you better be preparing like you're the starter because you're one play away from being just that.
How much do those two wins against Jacksonville State and then SEMO really give you confidence?
Well, I think it gives our team a lot of confidence, and I think it gives them confidence in our program and the direction of our program and the culture we're building here. And, you know, we hadn't beat Jacksonville State at home since 1959. They've beaten us 12 straight times, and the highest that we've been ranked ever right now at 19th. So, you know, we still got a long ways to go. I haven't played our best football to date. We've got a lot of things we still can get better at. We're just trying to take it one game at a time and continue getting better and follow that process.
Our guest is Austin Peay head football coach Mark Husbeth. His team in Nashville tomorrow to play TSU.
Well, Coach, congratulations thus far, doing a great job. But how much has the growth of the city of Clarksville kind of helped you guys in recruiting?
Well, you know, we're in a great location, right on the interstate, right here and close to the metro area of Nashville. You can get to Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia quickly, even, you know, Kentucky. So, you know, we're in a great area. There's great high school football in the state of Tennessee, especially there in the Nashville 1 hour radius. So there's a lot of really good schools around that we get a chance to recruit. We've got a lot of players from the Nashville area that really are making big impacts here in Austin Peay.
Yeah, no question about it. How has the transfer portal impacted, a school like Austin Peay from a good and a bad standpoint?
Well, you know what? It's probably, if truth be told, it's probably a disadvantage. You know, the transfer part has not changed. You know, people wanting to transfer. Mm-hmm. Just the only thing that's changed now, they've just made it public for the whole world to see. You know, they were always kids leaving, whether they're leaving Ole Miss or leaving Tennessee or leaving Memphis. You know, players transfer, come and go. That's always taking place. And the FCS, which I still call 1AA, have always made a living, on the transfer players. And for an FCS or 1AA program to be a championship-level program, you've got to have Division I players. If you want to compete for a championship, and that's one of the ways you can get it, by being, you know, great at recruiting, now being very selective with the high school kids, but then, you know, the Division I transfers, maybe getting that late junior college transfer that the SEC schools dropped at the last second. So it's tough, but now, just like you said, the portal though is opening up where everybody can recruit that player. Where if we knew about a player that was wanting to leave Tennessee or Ole Miss, and nobody else knew, that helps us get him. Mm. But now, when he puts his name on the portal, every 1AA program in the country is calling him.
We're speaking up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
No, I was saying, so it just makes it look probably a little tougher, where you knew in the past you would call up your buddies at all the at the other SEC schools or FBS schools, and you constantly are on the lookout for those guys. And now, obviously, it's just made available for you.
Speaking of Austin Peay, head football coach Mark Hudspeth. Coach, we were joking. You win two conference games. You're so cocky. You scheduled Alabama.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Let's just go after the best. You know what, everybody, you know, saw the schedule and they sort of, so they probably sort of giggled under their breath, like, hey, you're going to play Alabama there in Tuscaloosa, you know? And I said, yeah, and we're going in there to win. And they'll like sort of giggle a little bit, you know? And I said, well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. We probably got as dang good a chance as anybody else because nobody else is fared too well there in Tuscaloosa either. So, but to say the, you know, say the least, it'll be a great opportunity for our fans, for our student athletes to compete in a great environment. And see, that's just part of the culture that we're trying to establish here, where we respect everyone, fear no one, try to recruit great players here. And when they know they get to go play in Tuscaloosa, Bryant Denny Stadium, and the year before that, we're going to be in Oxford against Ole Miss. And next year, we're playing Cincinnati. I think that obviously helps us in recruiting, knowing that we're going to play great teams and compete against the best.
What's the biggest difference between 1AA and Division I in terms of resources or whatever, you know, when you're a coach?
You know, the 1AA resources are very similar to Group of Five. There's a lot of 1AA programs that's got the same resources that Group of Five programs have. Because when I first got to Louisiana Lafayette, we had the worst facilities in the nation, not even as good as McNeese State, Nichols State, and some other programs. But after we left there, we ended up having one of the top 20 programs or facilities in the nation. But most of the programs' facilities aren't up, you know, what the SEC is. So your resources are much less. The money you can spend on your kids compared to Tennessee, it's much less, obviously. But you know what? The players, we still got, you know, 85 guys on scholarship. We've still got a lot of Division I players on our program, on our team right now. And so, you know, and we were able to give them a lot of resources, and I think some other 1AA programs can't. And we're getting better in some areas. There's some areas that we still got to get better at. And that's my charge, is sort of rounding up the troops with our alumni and getting those resources, because if you can get the money, obviously, you can have those resources. It's all about the money. And if you look at the top programs in the country, who's got the biggest budgets, typically it's the best programs that win the most games.
Coach Will Healy was obviously very popular there. He did a phenomenal job and moved on to Charlotte. But what was sort of the process of you bonding with his players?
Well, you know, it's always it always takes time for them to build, to earn your trust, and for me to earn their trust. It's a two-way street, and obviously, I'm not Will Healy. I coach different, and everybody's different. He's different. I'm different. Every coach obviously has their style, and it just so happened, you know, we do things a little different, and I think it took a little while for those guys to sort of, you know, to get used to what we were doing. But you know what? They've really bought into the culture that we're trying to establish, and we're getting better every day of learning our culture, establishing it, and staying and sticking with the culture of our program. And I'm a big proponent of culture over scheme any day of the week. There's lots of good offense and defenses out there, but the culture of a program, to me, is what separates teams.
Mark, one more before I let you go. TSU is having a pretty rough season, but those Roland dudes are dangerous for Tennessee State. What makes Chris Roland especially so tough to deal with?
Well, the guy, man, you can't hem the guy up in a phone booth. And, he's got incredible ball skills, and they're gonna give him enough opportunities. Now, if you throw at a guy probably 25 times, I mean, you know, he's getting a lot of opportunities. The guy's an NFL player. You'll see him play on Sundays. You can remember that. And they've had a lot of NFL players, and they've got some right now. That offensive line is the biggest and most athletic offensive line we're going to face this year. Their receivers are really good. And here's the thing. If you look at their schedule, you see 1-6. But when you dive a little deeper into it, they were within 5 points of Middle Tennessee in the fourth quarter. They jumped up 17-0 on Jacksonville State. and two of their conference losses were by 6 points or less. So they've had a hard time closing out games. So they've been in games, they've competed well. We'll need to play four quarters, and that's going to be the challenge to our team for sure.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the time this morning. Good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Hey, guys, thanks for having us on. I really appreciate it. Go Govs.
Okay, have a good day. It's Mark Hudspeth. He is the head football coach at Austin Peay. They play TSU tomorrow.
You doing that game?
I'm actually doing Jacksonville State and Southeast Missouri tomorrow, which, you know, they're the two teams that were picked to win the league, but Austin Peay has beaten both of them.
The game that will make you travel the farthest.
You better ham up that rolling kid. I see it just like the coach sees it. I said it in high school. That guy's going to play in the National Football League. I haven't seen anybody quicker than him in the National Football League. You said he can't catch him in a phone booth? This guy's quickness is off the freaking charts.
And thousands of millennials listening to this show are saying, what's a phone booth?
Mm-hmm. That they are. They might have maybe said, what's a telephone booth?
Is that where you go stand with your cell phone?
They actually have places where you can stand with your cell phone in a thing just to feel.
Nostalgic. Yeah. All right. 929 on 104.5 The Zone. We'll crunch the numbers with Steve Merrill coming up next from ProSportsInfo.com. The Wake Up Zone continues in just a moment.